Welcome to the Law Shit You Should Know podcast. We're here to talk a little bit about the law
and a whole lot about nothing. Every week, we have a new guest to discuss current events, legal drama, and dive even deeper into
the Law Shit You Should Know. Hi, everyone, and welcome to Law Shit You Should Know with Alina Santana.
And Leslie Marenko.
And today we have the beautiful and amazing Vanessa Vasquez.
Hi.
Hi, Vanessa. So tell everyone who you are, what you do.
Absolutely. I'm Vanessa Vasquez de Lara from the Vasquez de Lara Law Group, and I practice what is known as family law.
Ooh.
That's not family like you like your family. It's like you don't like your family.
Well, sometimes people like their, it's like prenups too.
I'm just kidding.
When they're still all like hopeful and shit.
Things are going to work out. Fun time? You think negotiating a prenup's going to be fun?
I mean,
like, it means you love each other then?
I mean, you're kind of in love.
Oh,
right?
Oh, how cute. Adorable.
I like to say that we help with the baby mama drama and the baby daddy drama.
I like that.
Yes.
Lots of baby mama drama in your life.
You know, according to a criminal defense attorney that we have had on this podcast, he says the baby mama is always going to rat you out, bro. You always get ratted out by the baby mama.
Like the ones who don't think long term. The ones who don't think long term. I mean, if I get you fired, then you can't pay child support.
You see?
Come on now.
Logic.
And
logic.
Here I was like, but you have privilege with your spouse. And what? He's like, oh, no. They always give you up.
Like they always give you up. I'm like, oh, shit.
So there you go. I learned something new that day.
You can never deny whether that's
true. I'm not sure that I've ever been told that my baby mama dropped a dime on me. But I would not be surprised necessarily. I would not be surprised.
Okay. All right. So, you know, we always talk about what's going on in current events and kind of the legal side of current events. And I feel like you are the perfect person because there is so much pop culture stuff happening in family law.
100%.
I mean, we could talk divorce. We could talk prenups. We could talk all kinds of shit shows. So where do you want to start? What's your favorite celebrity news right now?
I mean, I feel like the one that's the biggest one that is in my orbit happens to be the one with Jonas and Sophie Turner.
Ooh, yes.
Just because they filed in Florida. I don't know if you're aware.
Sansa Stark.
They
she had to tell me
here.
Who that was.
I was like, it's Sansa Stark from Game of Thrones, guys. That's who Joe Jonas is married to, okay? Real name, Sophie Turner, right? That's what she's talking about. So anyways, go on. just for the lost people like us.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
So their jurisdiction is Florida. Why? They were living here?
So they own a property here, and she's originally from England. And apparently they were sort of doing like a bi-coastal thing. And then they were here in the U.S., or at least the kids, and he was here, and they own property here, and they filed here. And the reason why that's a big deal.
Don't they have, like, a mansion somewhere? Or they had? I think they sold it recently.
They own something because we have jurisdiction.
Yeah.
But the reason why that's a really big deal is because she's trying to take her kids back to England.
Yeah.
And Florida has the relocation statute, which means that if a case is filed in Florida, the children cannot leave the state without a court order.
Interesting.
So she has actually filed to be able to take them back. And she's like, he's kidnapped my kids. He won't give them back. And they're like, Florida law says you can't take them.
So is this like a run to the courthouse kind of thing? Make sure you file in the jurisdiction you want. Like what gives Florida the right to have they lived here a certain amount of time? Did she pop out these kids here? Like where were these kids born? Like,
I'm pretty sure they were not born in Florida. And you're supposed to be a resident of Florida for 6 months.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm assuming because he has a very good Florida lawyer. That they somehow established some sort of residency here.
This sounds like
they don't live anywhere.
They
manipulated. I googled
manipulated.
This.
Manipulated. That's so negative.
Allegedly.
Yeah. I don't know whose lawyer is. We're gonna hate
forum that. Shopping is a thing.
Yeah, absolutely, is a thing.
Anyways,
absolutely.
So I googled this and I actually read that at some point they filed to be British citizens with the kids and the family, and that caused the whole big mess now too, right? Isn't that part of what she's fighting about?
I think the whole point is that they weren't supposed to be here long term. They're supposed to be here like on vacation.
Oh, wow.
And then he filed and
because
then he's like, my kids are not going back.
Long vacations, just
yeah.
For the record.
wait. So if I get married in Vegas,
yeah.
Right,
yeah.
With I don't know who, but whatever, like anyone, I
Sure,
somehow lose
sure.
my shit, fall in love with some clown. They con me into getting married
More likely to get
in
drunk
Vegas,
at a
more
chapel.
likely, God knows. And then, but I'm a Florida, I mean, I guess why I'm getting caught up in this is like in the tax world, domiciliary versus residency versus these are all, you know, terms of science. Not really, they're terms of art. Probably
It's
slightly
exactly the same for
right.
divorce. So you are supposed to be a resident of the state that you file in, or your marriage has to last be intact there. So my guess is that besides England, they don't own property that they've lived in for any amount of time, other than maybe the Florida residence. And that's probably why he's bootstrapping and saying, hey, this is the last place our marriage was actually intact and working. So this is the state that has jurisdiction.
Oh
Interesting.
wow, this is very strategic.
Yeah, for sure.
God, yeah, I'm like, oh shit. Because what if they were only coming here for a short period of time and they always had decided they were moving back and what have you? And now he's like, no, fuck you.
And then it's going to turn into a whole. So, I mean, the problem is, especially when you have different countries, you actually find yourself, whether they're signatories to the Hague Convention or not.
What a
So
hot
she would
mess.
have to file with her Department of State in the UK to start the Hague process. That then becomes a case here. So I haven't done a super deep dive, just like a superficial dive. And I think that she had just filed a motion in the divorce, but I had heard that she was starting the Hague process. For normal people, the Hague
Wow.
process is a really big deal because it's expensive. It
Of
moves
course.
very quickly. When you have it, at least here, the last case that I was involved in, or was somehow like in my orbit, it was in federal court. So
Yeah.
the client contacted me, and I'm like, I'm not going to federal court. No, thank you. Thanks, but no thanks. I am a state court attorney. And there are attorneys that specialize in that.
Sure.
But it's going to become a thing about whether, and then, I mean, within the Hague, it's completely different than what Florida law is. There is no federal family law.
Right.
So then you're talking about determining what's in the interest of the children and what's,
Which is
there's all
already
this
a
stuff.
show of a standard, right?
And the problem is that my understanding is that the reason why he had the kids to begin with was because she's doing some kind of show, some kind of movie, some kind of
Yeah, I read
something.
that. He
It was
was,
like all encompassing.
yeah, the
So
kids
she
were more with
couldn't
him,
watch the
believe it or
kids.
not, than
Yes,
with her. The kids have actually
exactly.
been with him longer, more recently, anyways. She's out fighting dragons and shit. Oh no, wait, that
Exactly.
show's over. I don't know what she's doing now. Whatever it is, she's out there.
Sequel,
Yeah,
the
I was
next
gonna say the
one.
HBO sequel
No,
coming soon,
throwing
guys.
people off
Exactly.
cliffs. I don't know what she's doing.
Exactly. But
Yeah.
that complicates it because he will be able to argue that it's in the children's best interest to actually stay with him versus to
Yeah.
go home with her.
Yeah, in their Miami mansion. Although I also read that they had agreed temporarily to stay in New York or something like that. I don't know. I was Googling this before Vanessa got here today,
Yeah.
and it seems to be a multi-jurisdictional hot mess. So,
Yeah.
Are
I
there
mean,
any ties
it's
to New York?
fun times.
Or this is
I
just
think they've
flying
just been
idea.
staying. I think that's where they were staying when the case got filed. Like, I think that that's where they happen to
That's where
be.
they were staying when he filed this case in Miami.
These
Oh,
kids
that's
are
bad
with the
timing. It
Miamianaires,
wasn't
Leslie.
Miami.
They have
I think they
houses
filed in Tampa.
everywhere, you
What a
know?
fucking
I know the
circus.
attorney, I think, is from Tampa. He's from Central Florida. So I
No,
think
but
that
I
they
think
filed up
he's
there.
sketchy
Sketchy
on
as
Miami,
shit.
didn't he? Oh, maybe I'm wrong. I
That
don't
I'm
know.
not
All I know
sure.
is Florida. I'm
I
with
haven't
Florida.
heard that scuttlebutt
No,
is
I could
quite
be wrong.
yet.
I could be wrong. It might not have been
Wow.
Miami.
If
I know they
not,
had a mansion in
I'm gonna run
Miami.
to the docket and look it
I don't
up.
know. I know that they had a mansion in Miami, but I don't actually know if it
Yeah,
was
I am
Tampa
not sure either.
or whatever the fuck. But there's so many interesting things happening in Miami. There's lots of other fun shit happening in Miami.
Always,
There's,
always.
I mean, when isn't there fun shit happening? What?
Is this like Exhibit A to like, don't raise kids in Miami?
No, I would never raise children here.
Sansa Stark is
The
correct.
dragons are
This is
coming.
like this place
No.
is like
I
this,
don't know. I
yeah.
don't know. I don't know. Okay, love. Let's talk about love. Let's talk about Taylor Swift. Hot topic. Love. She
That
has a very fresh love going on with Mr. Kansas
super,
City Chiefs going
super,
on right now.
super. So I didn't know
I
she
heard that
had
his
anybody. Isn't she in the middle of?
jerseys, sales went up like 800%.
100%.
800%.
And I heard that the last game they played where she was there or whatever the fuck was like the most watched football game ever.
NFL
and
I'm like, loving Taylor Swift.
NFL's loving her. But meanwhile, I'm like, who are these fucking people watching a football game so they can see Taylor Swift in the crowd? Like, really? Do you have nothing better to do in your goddamn life? Anyways, I'm sorry. That's.
I mean, they want to know what's happening, what's going on, what's, you know.
I'm very confused by this because isn't she in the middle of like a tour? Like, so what, you got a new boyfriend in the middle of a tour? Is that what happened?
Yeah.
And this guy's in a
well, he's a Kansas City.
I think like we like to say player, Miami, yeah. They're talking.
Oh, talking. I don't know. Is talking. That wait, are they together talking. Or not? Like, what does that mean?
I don't know that they're official.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm a
I don't know.
I think it's an amiguita.
I'm not a millennial. I don't know what
amiguita.
That means.
Amiguita. It's an amiguita.
Amiguita. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? You were never dating somebody. You were either talking or that was your boyfriend.
Okay, that's guys, true. I'm too old for this shit, right? Either you are or not, like, together, dating. No, like, what does that mean? Like, I mean,
you're snuck away from places.
You're talking means you're thinking about it.
It's not official.
It's not official.
That's not her boyfriend.
It's not her boyfriend. It's not a boyfriend until it's like exclusive, you know?
Exactly.
And they
how are you not gonna be exclusive with a celebrity? Like everybody's gonna follow your ass around. What are you whoring with like what?
Celebrities on the can side? Fuck like... anyone they want. You think they're exclusive with everyone they fuck? Are you crazy?
I assume.
It's like
you're a celebrity, you can't go whoring around. Everybody's gonna know.
Look at who's the idealist.
You're gonna
now.
Be the one that's never been married, never right. That's the idealist, of course. I don't know any better, clearly, is the problem.
Like, no. They're talking. They're still talking, right?
I mean, I haven't heard that it's official, that's her boyfriend.
Okay.
So, but you know, I don't know that we ever find out, you know.
But I mean, he makes really, I mean, he's not Taylor Swift, but he makes decent money, right? As an NFL football player.
And he has a podcast.
He's not a fucking loser on the side. Like, he's employed.
I mean,
he is. He's a Miami bro. Okay.
A Miami bro.
For the record.
Okay, true, but he ain't no Taylor Swift.
No, okay? No, no, no. I don't even know who this guy is.
I mean,
what's
doesn't get me wrong. I'm actually not a huge fan of Taylor
if
Swift's
you're
music.
A football
but
guy, you know who this guy is.
Yeah,
he has a podcast. His brother's also
he has a podcast. Yeah, yeah. Come on, everybody's got a podcast.
He's got
look
a
where we are.
A semi-successful podcast.
He has a real podcast.
His brother's also a professional football player.
Yeah,
so they have a podcast together.
Talking about
like,
football.
Talk about like. Maybe when Paul should you should
know. I don't know.
Shit, you should know.
I love it.
And they've actually started a segment for the Swifties to teach them football stuff.
No.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I love
what
that
a
shit.
Good way to monetize a fucking relationship.
I love that shit. I love that shit.
You know, maybe that's why I need a boyfriend.
So that's what I was going to say before we switched over to this man's podcast is I'm actually not a fan of Taylor Swift, but she is arguably the most prolific like artist of our time.
Absolutely.
You know, and
she's actually... She was mentioned in one of the last Fed reports that her tour, like her stop in some city, I don't remember which one, had like increased the income into that city by like
it's crazy.
$100 million.
She's an economic
like
factor
insanity.
Where she goes.
Well, yeah,
they
so that's what I was
put
say.
Her in a Fed report.
I mean, you have to respect
Swift.
Her.
Wild.
You
the
have
Swift
to respect
effect.
Like
that's
her business
wild.
Acumen and the way she's running 100%. This because she is
so. What's the name of this guy?
Successful.
Who's she dating?
Travis Kelce.
No, I'll be a damn.
Isn't there's an argument about whether it's Kels or Kelce? Isn't there?
I don't
like a
know.
Big
that's
thing
how
about how
you
pronounce
a white boy, bro. She's dating some white boy. Yeah,
pronounce that thing the way you read it.
He's a Dominican.
But I mean, she is some white girl for the record.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It matches. A white guy.
I mean, this ain't no Shakira,
it's
right?
Good.
Like, let's be
no,
real.
No.
It is some white guy. Definitely not dating
that
Shakira.
Bunny that I'm like, what the fuck? Who told me that no. Bunny's dating?
I saw this.
Some
saw
white
this
girl. Again. Who's he dating? Isn't he dating some
I just saw.
Look at
girl?
You dropping pop culture
oh,
knowledge.
Yeah, somebody's telling me. And I was like, what is Bad Bunny doing with this white girl? Like, does he speak English?
And then somebody,
yeah, he's Puerto Rican.
Said exactly
of course
that.
He fucks
somebody
music.
Said exactly that. Does he speak English?
In the picture, like,
oh,
yeah, he's Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican. I can't remember who it was.
Way to stereotype, Leslie.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. 100%. Hate mail to LawshitYouShouldKnow@gmail.com.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's fine. So wait. So they are not. So we don't know if they're together. We don't know
I mean,
if they're.
There's something.
There's something. She showed up to a football game, increased
several,
NFL.
Several football
several,
games.
Several in the middle of her tour. Guys, that's love.
And then
That's enough.
she showed up with all of her A-lister friends.
Goya!
So she went with Hugh Jackman.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She brought went people. With
celebrities of football game. Yeah,
the football. The
Blake
football,
Lively.
Yes, and, yes,
and
yes.
Blake's husband. Yeah, yeah. Like she showed up with an entourage.
With a posse. A famous posse.
A famous posse.
But yeah, she's making the NFL bank. Like the viewing is out of control. This man's jersey out of control.
Like Taylor is American football's Messi to like the MLS.
Except she's not actually playing football. Maybe they'll get her in a cheerleading outfit on the sideline at some point. There's actually talk of her doing a halftime show at some point.
Of course.
And there was like a whole big argument because I think this year is Usher, if I'm not mistaken. And so there was a whole like, is Usher gonna get bumped for Taylor Swift thing. I think this is all just people fucking making shit up in their heads. But this
can
is
they afford Taylor Swift? Well, now that she's dating this guy,
love.
Got it.
She can get a discount.
She'll do it for free. She'll do it for free.
Quote,
unquote,
free. I don't know about that.
She'll get a percentage of the royalties. That's what she needs to negotiate,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But so let's say these two individuals actually went somewhere. I mean, how do you account for just the sheer amount of money? That these, I mean, and again, don't get me wrong. No ningún come mierda. Like, he's an NFL player.
He's no Taylor Swift, bro. I didn't even know who he was.
I mean, he's not Taylor Swift, okay? But not everyone is fucking Taylor Swift.
No, right? No, exactly.
He's one.
As far as we're concerned, the man is well off of his own.
Yeah. I mean, right. He's not broke. Like,
if he married some random chick, he'd be prenupping that for sure, okay? Now, so.
No. She better prenup this. What are you, crazy? Taylor, no seas come mierda, mi amor. No,
if
no.
If you're listening,
Leslie says. He's got plenty of lawyers telling
we want prenup.
Listen to Kanye or whatever he calls himself.
All the celebrities get prenups.
Of course.
I mean, nowadays,
they do.
Nowadays, it's more surprising when you hear somebody didn't get a prenup, which, surprisingly enough, it does actually still happen.
It's romantic,
one of those, like, you know, will sneak in there every once in a while. But, yeah, no, absolutely. We would expect something that is, like prenup upon prenup. Yeah, like, so and it would take, they'll negotiate that longer than the wedding.
I've heard some really interesting clauses in prenups. Like, what are some of the interesting stuff? Like, I've heard, like, the no cheating clauses in there. Have you heard of that?
Which is really difficult because then you have to talk about, well, what's cheating? Is it sleeping with somebody? Is it registering to their OnlyFans account?
Like, do blowjobs count?
There's literally, there was a whole debate in one of my
this
Facebook
whole society.
Groups. There was a whole debate in one of my Facebook
OnlyFans account
talking about, like, yeah, you can put them in, but then you also have to define what's that going to mean.
So for anyone listening, let's explain first. What do I mean by a cheating clause?
Right. So, well, let's go even further. What's a prenup?
True. Let's start there.
It's literally just a contract that allows you to be able to keep your stuff yours and their stuff theirs. And when you have a lot of your stuff, you want to keep it separate. And
back to Sophie and whatever. Can you choose jurisdiction in a prenup?
Absolutely.
Can you say, I don't give a fuck where we're living, whatever, we are getting divorced in Miami-Dade County because cheating there is understood. So judges will take my side. Like, can you be strategic?
Hookers and blue, all acceptable
here.
I mean,
I'm
going
to be honest and say, I haven't had that.
No.
But you can choose your... what jurisdictions laws will apply to your prenup.
Okay, yes. All right.
So
okay.
Not where you can actually get divorced. I don't know that, you know, Florida will be like, well, yeah, we'll allow you to use our courts if you've never been.
We'll just be like, I don't give a fuck what it says in your prenup. You're not being in my courtroom. Get out. Like...
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, you can choose, you know, which state's laws you're going to follow, which happens a lot. I've had clients where maybe they're bi-coastal or one lives in one place. They're planning on moving to Florida. Or for whatever reason, they want to be able to move to Florida and they choose Florida as the law of the jurisdiction of their prenup. That does absolutely happen. So that's a prenup. It's a contract that allows you to keep stuff separate and it allows you to do things that the law doesn't allow you. So for example, with respect to estate planning, most of my prenups will say that you are waiving the elective share. So you are waiving the elective share, which is the ability to inherit from your spouse, you actually waive it in your prenup. And that way you can choose to leave it to them, or you could choose to leave it to the cats, the University of Miami.
Let's not talk about the cat. Let's not talk about the cats, please. The fucking cat.
whomever you want to leave it to, which happens a lot here with second marriages where you'll have kids. So you're like, well, I want everything
Right.
to go to my kids. I don't want it to go la parecida que llegó hace dos
Yeah, yeah,
meses.
yeah, yeah. The hot second wife. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. The pool boy
So
in the
that's the
comedy.
prenup. Then the pool
The
boy. That's my example to my
pool
clients.
boy.
Like, oh
Gotcha.
yeah, when you
Ain't
remarry the
nothing
pool
wrong with the
boy
second.
at the
Yeah.
Fontainebleau,
Ain't
that's the
nothing wrong
problem.
with getting
Ooh.
yourself some hot
Ooh.
second.
I know the story you're talking about. Okay. So then the cheating clause is simply a clause where you're talking about what happens if somebody cheats. And typically it's gonna be, I mean, the reality is that nowadays we still see where the men are the ones that are in a better financial position, although we've had a few where it's the women. But it's still generally that. And that is
Are they the one cheating?
generally the
Are
concern.
they also the one cheating?
Statistics are that it's actually
Statistics.
pretty
Yeah,
equal.
I've read some statistics where
But
I'm like,
there's bigger concern
is
that,
it really like 50-50 in the cheating?
yeah, the statistics, whether
Interesting.
people are honest in their statistics or not, I don't know,
Well,
but
you know
that's
what
a
they say?
statistic.
50% of statistics are just made up.
There
Anyways,
you
I'm
go.
sorry. Bad joke. Bad joke.
So with the cheating, the reality is that any chickie can roll up to your, well-heeled spouse and be
Oh,
like, papito,
well-heeled
hi,
spouse, hola,
oh,
papi.
papi, está muy bueno. So
And the
that's
more money
why,
he has, the more
no,
bueno he
claro,
is.
bueno, que fue. Or when they're old,
Yeah.
then it becomes a concern that the young wife is going to find the pool boy at the Fontainebleau.
Course, the
Oh,
pool boy at the
yeah.
Fablu, está buenísimo. I've
Buenísimo.
heard.
So
I've
yeah.
heard.
So the debate in this Facebook group that I was in was actually about, well, we don't, I don't, there's some attorneys who actually recommend against it because then you have
Interesting.
to go and define
What is
everything
cheating?
that it means. And then it becomes hyper technical where, like you said, there's a blowjob count, it doesn't count. Kissing, no kissing, only fans, but no physical. Calling, no
Porn,
calling, like
like.
porn.
Oh yeah,
Exactly.
man. How is porn cheating?
I mean, there's
I am
people in the
sure I can
field.
find people who
You
can
gotta be
feel.
kidding me,
Well,
guys.
there's also conversation about emotional cheating, right? Like,
Yes.
to be honest with you, if I worried about cheating, I think I'd worry more about like emotional cheating than physical cheating. I mean, somewhat, not that I'm okay with my husband going out and getting a blowjob.
Magic
For the
remix, pay
record, you're not
attention.
allowed to get a
Pay
blowjob from anyone but
attention.
me, okay? But for real, there are times when you think, you know, the act of sex can be easily separated from the act of love.
Right.
And, you know, not that I'm okay with cheating, but I think it's worse to go fall in love with someone than it is to go have sex with someone. I think there's an argument to be made that emotional cheating is a bigger deal, that we're not coming back from that. You ain't coming back from emotional cheating, my friend.
Interesting.
You
Okay,
don't, you
but
think
porn is not
rock?
cheating.
I go back to porn is not cheating. I don't care what anybody says. That is not okay.
Well, what
Like,
about OnlyFans? If you can direct the porn and they're doing what you ask of them, is it cheating then?
that is still not cheating,
No.
as
When
far does it
as I'm
become cheating?
concerned.
Physical
No.
touch?
So for anybody that
Is it
likes me
any
dates
kind?
in the
Anybody that I
future,
date, she's cool.
they
Porn
will
is not
know
cheating.
that,
Is, you
here's the
know,
checklist. So
like, where's the
we'll put
line?
together a
Is
checklist.
the line physical touch
No soy hecha de cristal. Okay. This is gonna be
Is
a
there?
recurring theme.
But no, I hear you. I hear what
Yeah.
you're saying. Like, impossible to
This becomes
define.
really difficult to
Of course,
quantify
because
and to
what is
prove,
cheating?
right?
And you
And
know,
then the
now you got
reason
to
to have
subpoena
them.
OnlyFans. How responsive is
Oh,
OnlyFans to
how fun is
subpoenas? I
that?
mean, you
Have
want
not
to
had to do
subpoena
that just quite
OnlyFans?
yet.
That sounds great.
So yeah, I haven't, needed that.
But this is when you start getting like private investigators and shit, right? Like,
Not
you see
OnlyFans.
that
I
shit
mean,
in the
OnlyFans,
movies.
that's credit card, my friend. That's there's
No,
a
but I'm talking about the
bio. There's
cheating
a
clauses, right?
trail.
Like, people
And
start
yeah,
chasing after their
exactly.
spouse with like a fucking PI to
And
figure
then
out
it
if they're really
becomes
cheating or
technical. You need
not.
to catch them in the very specific, not just walking into a hotel, but actually
Like,
engaging in the sex.
engaging in the
No,
sex. Yeah, that's
hold on. Although I do not believe the
actual,
porn is
actual
cheating,
touching,
if
Leslie.
there's walking into a hotel, my friends, like what are we doing?
But
Reading
that's
the
not
Bible
cheating.
together
But
at
that's not
the
There's a free
lobby?
one in every
Oh,
drawer. Oh,
cute. Yeah, because what is it? Like, tengo come mierda escrita aquí. Like, what were you doing in the
Perhaps.
fucking hotel?
So then perhaps your
We could
prenup
be
should
having
have
a
a prenup is
cheating
like the second
clause.
you walk into a hotel room with
There
some
you
other bitch, it
go.
is considered cheating. Porn,
There you
however,
go.
you could do what you
So
want.
what about with the opposite sex? What if they walk in there with another man?
That's what I'm.
Is that also
Well,
cheating?
yes.
Maybe
I
they're
need
having
to, just
dinner.
because
No,
it
that
is
is
cheating.
cheating.
Oh, that doesn't mean it's not cheating. It's the same shit.
I need to know where Leslie's lines are. This is fascinating.
Oh, I have lines. I can come up with them quick, too. I feel like I know my lines.
You're not about this polyamory
no,
life.
No, the polyamory life, no. No, absolutely not. Like,
all right, we've gotten off
this
track.
This has gone off the rails, guys. It's off the rails.
So question, do you film your prenup signings? Because I've also heard attorneys who do that.
So I
feel like
in
my world, this can fucking backfire.
Exactly. So the problem is that if your video, you know, somebody looks miserable, unhappy,
coerced,
and then coerced. You know, there's an argument to be made about that.
Not letting me watch porn.
We do. So
she's not letting this go. Like, not, this will forever be not a topic.
We'll make sure that when I draft your prenup, Leslie, I will make sure that it says.
This is shit you guys want
to
do.
It's going to be spelled out in your prenup that you are allowed to watch porn, Leslie. Don't you worry.
Porn I want.
Any kind too, right? All kinds.
Very real. Very real.
Don't limit my expression. All right. My First Amendment right. Now I sound like a crazy Republican. Anyway,
all right. So yeah. you were saying why you don't film.
When we have the money spouse, which means that we're setting the terms of how we want it to be done, we do it with a court reporter. We do take a transcript, and the transcript is attached to the prenup. There's no feelings that are read into the prenup. You know, the court reporter doesn't write the tears are streaming down her face.
That's terrible.
It just says that, you know, are you under the influence? Have you been coerced? Are you under any duress? And all of those are nope.
This is
awesome. So, yeah.
Bitch looks high.
Are you high? Have you taken any medication?
Yeah.
Have you had anything to drink today?
Our officers in immigration ask that all the time. They want to make sure that you are not under the influence of anything, and so they can use it against you later when you say no. You can't be like, well, I was high that day, or I was under the influence of drugs.
Exactly.
Or we did a couple lines in the lobby before we walked in, you know.
To get real excited.
Take off the edge.
For the hearing.
Take off the edge.
It happens. This is Miami. It's like we're coming full circle here. This 100%. Is the city built on coke money. Okay,
which is why Sansa Stark is like, no, fuck that place. Like, we're going back to England.
Terrible.
So, yeah. So, I mean, we do the transcript and we do the court reporter. And then we execute in person. I don't like, you know, every attorney is kind of like a little bit different about that, about doing virtual and whatnot.
Yeah. Well, now everybody wants to do virtual everything.
Yeah.
So what about child support? Can you contract about child support?
So you cannot. Everything that is covered in a prenup is just financial, but only financial as to the people. Because children, the court has to take into consideration best interests. And child support can only be determined with respect to income at the time that you actually got a divorce. So you can always give more. So like, there was a recent one that I did where it talked about he will pay for their private school. He will pay for X amount in a clothing allowance. He will pay. So there was like
tennis
all these
lessons
things.
And all
tennis. Right. So that was
who
actually
fucking plays tennis. What is that?
Rich kids, bro.
I think there were tennis lessons.
Absolutely. I'm not sure.
Lessons. There were lessons. For sure there were lessons.
Yeah, I don't know if it was tennis or something else.
That one was actually a postnup where they had a prenup and then they renegotiated it after they were married and they already had a bunch of kids.
A postnup? Is that what they call it?
Exactly.
Postnup.
Yeah. So they had a bunch of kids. So that's why theirs actually dealt with, they thought about some of the things that I want to make sure that these things, which are not normally covered in child support, that there's an agreement that they're going to be covered.
Did they really think they were going to fail, that they actually went and renewed? I always feel like, I don't know. There's something a little unromantic to me about like a prenup and a postnup. And it's like, we're definitely going to fail at some point. So we might as well get this all done ahead of time.
Keep negotiating as we go.
It seems vicious to me. I mean, not that I understand. I'm a lawyer. I should tell everyone you need a prenup. But man, it just seems so...
So here's the thing.
It's a negative way to start a relationship.
Imagine that you built an empire.
Sure.
And
an empire.
And now you're getting married.
Sure.
So, but let's say that after you get married, you've now, you know, 10x'd your empire. So now, is it really fair to say maybe you only gave him $1 million if you broke up? Mm-hmm. But now your empire is 10x and he helped you build that empire. Are you going to leave him with the million? Or are you going to say,
maybe you should.
Did he really?
Maybe you should get 10. So sometimes it's about negotiating up.
Okay. All right. I can
negotiating
and making sure that you are compensating for, you know, the efforts that have gone into the marriage.
Well, the person what I appreciate it because
I mean the reality is that if you a big deal, which I warn all of my lower income clients, so you know, whoever is not
the
drafting
poor spouse.
Yeah. Not Taylor Swift.
She's trying to say the poor spouse.
Be nice about it.
The more attractive one, no.
The almost gold digger. I'm kidding.
Didn't say that. No.
The huge thing that I warn them about is it's not about necessarily about them getting a divorce, but if they die. If your prenup talks about everything goes to somebody else and your spouse dies, you were happy, you were doing good, everything was great. And now you've lost your home, possibly your car.
Yeah, I hear that.
The money to live on. So I always encourage them to make sure that to include in the prenup that there's an insurance policy just for them.
Right.
That there's something, especially if it's because of death, because we will normally see that they're getting cut out of the estate plan in the prenup. So that means that if you did nothing wrong, but he got hit by a bus, now you like got to get out because that ex and his kids are going to be like ravenous wolves.
His kids are like, you got 3 days. Exactly. Get the fuck out. Bitch, that's what his kids are going to say. Okay. I'm like, no. Calmense.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, this is an excellent marketing strategy, though. You have sold me.
No.
But I hear that because I'm like, this is so unromantic. You're planning for separation. But okay, when we're planning for death, that's a whole other conversation, right? Exactly. I hear that. All right. So, well, we're talking about child support. So let's talk some more about child support because we were talking before we started filming and we were talking about Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
Or Leslie.
And I was like, bro, this guy was like already old in the 80s. Like, how is it that there's even a child support? What conversation with Kevin Costner? Like, what is he, 100? Like, did we extract the sperm? Like, what? How did this happen? How old are these kids?
He's not that old.
Oh, yes, he was.
We're just old.
He was?
No, so he's got three kids.
We were like babies.
He's got three kids.
And now we're not babies.
Listen,
I think he's in his 60s.
Yeah, there you go.
That's it?
He's got three kids and they're teenagers. They're 13, 14, and 16.
Yeah.
They're not that old.
They're not that old.
No, we're the fucking old people. But
I was like, this gold digger extracted some sperm, got knocked off.
It was a long-term marriage. This was not a la parecida.
Yeah. But they got married in 2004, so almost 20 years
together. But the problem is that the reality is that Kevin Costner has been a star for a really, really long time.
Hasn't worked in like 20 years.
What are you talking about?
How much money could
this guy pay? Have you watched Yellowstone?
This man is still very much on TV. Listen.
Really?
Super.
Banking? Is that what you're telling me? The viejo like got a grandpa role and he's doing well.
He's not a grandpa role.
He's not a grandpa.
It is the father. It is the patriarch.
Yeah, he is.
He's grandpa. Is that what you're telling me? Yeah.
But
she picked a good moment to get a divorce. Is what you're telling me? She's like, this motherfucker got a TV show.
There's a prenup, so there is no good time.
No good time.
But the problem is that when you have prenups, again, child support becomes the thing that is negotiable.
Right.
Because everything else is written in stone.
And we got
They got into a huge...
Because that's the only thing, right? The only thing you can argue about.
Wow. You can argue about it all.
Well, sure.
Claro.
She was on drugs when she signed to. Okay.
She was refusing to leave his ranch.
Oh.
Their prenup said, this is his ranch. It's going to be his ranch forever. She was refusing to leave the ranch. She's like, daddy, yo no salgo.
And, you gotta eject me.
And
bitch.
He had to go to court.
Get me.
He had to go to court to get her out.
But where's she gonna go?
Anywhere, bro.
She's like, get out.
It doesn't fucking matter. Not here,
that,
bitch.
That was there.
The judge is like, Camilla's house has been remodeled. Like,
that was literally.
For anyone not in South Florida listening to us, Camilla's house
is a homeless shelter.
It's a homeless shelter.
Very classy homeless shelter. Anyway, for the record.
Sorry, go on.
She's not that poor.
No, claro que no, I assume.
But his argument in court was that they had found her a house, like down the street. No era como que she had to move.
She was just like, I'm not fucking leaving.
Yeah, like, this is my house and I don't want to go. But they had found, there's like,
she's like Leo in
nothing
the
comparable.
What's it, the Wolf of Wall Street?
Exactly.
I'm sorry, I digress.
Excellent.
So they had found her a place. down the street.
I mean, but it wasn't a shack.
Down the, it wasn't a shack, but it was not no Kevin Costner ranch.
Okay, also, I think the reason...
Oh, a wait, shack to rich people to rich is people. Like, it's like a 4-degree.
What? She's got 3 fucking kids, bro.
Meanwhile.
All right.
A 4-3 is 4 bedrooms.
Is it still the case that you person. Generally represent men?
So,
oh, that's your law firm? She didn't mention that, but yeah. We know that Vanessa right. generally so,
I'm being a little tough on her because she's going to, like, you know, our stick up clients, for the men here.
Our ideal clients are divorcing dads.
Uh-huh.
We tend to find that they are the ones that need the most assistance.
Oh.
Yes. Oh. Moms tend to be... So, the statistics, back to the statistics, are that women will normally be the ones that file, not men.
Of course. We're fed up. We be and someone that's never been divorced.
And men will be surprised. They'll be like, what do you mean?
Oh my
we're
God.
We're getting a divorce?
Wow. Like, oh my mierda. Like, I've been unhappy for 10
exactly.
years.
Exactly.
I don't fucking know this.
I've been telling you.
But all that porn, no.
That is exactly what happens.
We were so happy together.
Exactly what happens.
We've raised beautiful children.
Porn has nothing to do.
So women will be prepared.
Porn can enhance a sex life.
That's my point. Maybe the porn would have helped. Anyway, this is off the rails.
He didn't include her in the porn watching. You know? What's the problem? Anyways, back to what we're talking. I can see that though. I absolutely can see that. Not the statistics part, but I mean that men probably seek less help.
I'm fucking clueless.
No, you know what I think? And maybe this is wrong, but my opinion would be that, you know, historically, right? Maybe not now in modern times, but before, judges, courts sided a lot with giving the mom custody. Giving the mom custody, 100%. Dad pays, right?
Florida used to have a tender years doctrine where the doctrine was that during the tender years of children, they should be with the mom.
Exactly.
And we abolished that years ago.
That's definitely evolved, obviously. Yep. Now we have a different concept of what a family is and what dad can provide versus what mom, you know. Mm-hmm. We have same-sex couples now. Like, everything has kind of evolved with how we think of this. But I absolutely can see how there's still some of this stuck where men are still... I mean, statistically, there's still more men making the higher amount of money in relationships. We haven't evolved
and there
that
are
much, right, in society.
So this ties women back are to still, women filing?
No, I think this ties back to men needing more help and being surprised and not realizing that their rights are going to get trampled on as fathers. I absolutely think that's true. Mm-hmm. You know, I absolutely think that's true. I buy this. I know you ain't buying what I'm selling by your face, but I absolutely buy this.
I think that this 100%. Will go off the deep end quick if I start thinking about all the reasons I might perceive own biased opinion of why men are caught by surprise.
You know what? I
when clearly somebody else, the other half, is unhappy enough to file for fucking divorce.
Do you know this isn't about divorce, but you know, I represent VAWA, Violence Against Women Act, people who get immigration status based on domestic abuse. Do you know that I file more VAWA applications for men than I do for women? That is a true statistic in my fucking office. I have more domestic violence victims in my office that are male than are female. True facts.
That you think are legitimate.
That are legitimate.
No,
medical records. I have people who, I'm not even going to go into details. A lot of legitimate physical evidence. We aren't just talking about emotional abuse, which is also very much a thing for the record.
We're going to move on. These are men saying they're emotionally abused by a U.S. citizen and crying about it.
Sure.
And like, I want...
It is a very powerful thing to promise someone status and immigration status and papers and then have that be a power play when they don't do what
100%.
You want. Super powerful. Super fucking powerful. You behave yourself or I won't give you your green card. How do you think that goes? That is every fucking day, dude. I live in that world.
Before we go down like this tangent.
I'm sorry. I digress.
And we see those threats in my office unfortunately, when they haven't finished their paperwork or when they're just completely undocumented and they will say, oh, is this going to affect my divorce? 100%. And I have to say, I'll be very honest with you. It won't affect your divorce. But there will be nothing I can do if he calls immigration on you.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a powerful thing. I know. Yeah. Anyways, I digress. We were talking
to Kevin Costner.
We were talking about
who
Kevin
got her
Costner.
A shack. I'm sure of it, which is why she didn't want to leave because she's like, that got out. So, like, how dare you?
But the interesting thing about their case is that she was asking for $160,000 a month.
Well, yeah, those tennis lessons are cheap. Neither the golf lessons.
Serena's the teacher.
Absolutely. Those acting classes, tampoco, they don't come for free.
So, I mean, that's almost $2 million a year in child support that she was asking for.
But
the court ordered like 60,000. I mean,
yeah, I looked it up.
Agárrate de ahí.
63,209. I actually looked this up before.
Okay, but wait, does the 62,000 have to include anything other than like food and shelter? Because then fuck you, bro. Pay for your own kids' golf lessons, motherfucker.
No, it includes more than just the food.
I swear I've never been married or divorced.
The whole concept of child support.
Clearly.
Pero for only 60,000, I can't live like that. Like, so you better come get your kids.
The whole concept of child support, which people don't always understand, is that it is not only intended to cover their needs, but to put the parties on an equal balance. Because if Kevin takes them to Sundance and Aspen and Europe every month, they're like, well, I don't want to be with you, poor mom. I want to be with you.
Rich dad. Yeah.
That's true.
So by trying to level them up.
Are you telling me the 60 G's is supposed to also pay for the ski trips and whatever with mom?
Yeah.
No. This is unfair.
It is bringing up her lifestyle in order to compete. And so that the kids are like, wow.
How much money is he making?
Who knows?
Oh, no, fuck more than $60,000. Okay, so we all know where Leslie stands on this issue.
It's always a percentage.
Okay.
Florida law had it so that it's literally a table. Like, you make X, she makes Y. This is the child support number.
Right.
When you have very well-off parents, Florida actually has a concept called, I won't remember now because, of course, I'm on the air, but good fortune. It's a good fortune trust. Which is when if dad is like, well, she doesn't need 60. And so we should give her 30 and put 30 of it away for the kids for later.
Oh, interesting.
So you have good fortune trust.
Oh, I like that though.
Yeah.
That's cool. So it goes to the kids when they turn adults.
Exactly.
Daddy can give his kids whatever the fuck he wants when they turn adults.
Okay.
I'm worried about mom in the meantime is what I'm worried about.
We're talking about child support, not living expenses.
Right. Child support's not supposed to pay her house and her food and her Pilates.
But all these children are trips. With Pilates. Or with both, I guess.
Right.
But it's not intended to be like, okay, this is going to cover your house for them to live in. You're supposed to provide a house.
These kids don't want to come to my shack.
You're 4'3".
Go to Kevin's ranch. Like,
where their ponies at.
Where their ponies are at. Like...
But that's the point. That's the point.
Who really thinks that these kids are following any kind of schedule? I mean,
both of these people are working in Connecticut, bro.
These kids are not with nobody.
They're
teenagers. These parents are working. They're traveling. These kids are not. Like
Wednesdays
with me,
Saturdays contigo.
I don't think so. There's one other really interesting point
in this divorce, not necessarily related to child support, but that I wanted to bring up. And I don't know if you know this, but I was Googling about it so that we could talk about the numbers. And I came across this line. I actually wrote it down so I wouldn't forget. And they were saying that Kevin is a professional actor. And so he could lie on the stand and convince the judge.
Oh, I took great offenses.
Yeah.
The only time I was backing up Kevin.
And the judge said, and I quote, I'm going to quote this to you. He recognizes that Kevin is a professional actor and he weighed that in the decision-making process when judging his credibility.
That's bullshit. Any judge could use that against us as lawyers.
You're a lawyer, so you're a good liar.
You're full of shit is what you are. Like, and so, imagine a judge says that to you. You'd be beyond offended.
I thought that was fascinating. And I think it comes full circle to the conversation that we were having about men in general. But I don't think it's because he's a man. But having it used against you, that he's a professional actor. Serious. Like, should your profession really, like, even be a question in the
I mean,
I'm a little offended by that statement.
So in anything related to money, his testimony is not going to matter. It's going to be the paperwork. What does the taxes show?
Yeah.
What does the bank account show? You know, where that's really going to come into play is if they fight over custody.
Right.
Which in Florida, we don't have custody anymore. We have time sharing and parental responsibility. Yeah. But there is where testimony matters. When you are saying, these are all the things I do for my kids. This is how I took care of my kids. This is how the other person didn't take care of the kids. There I could see all the acting, you know, like, he never took care of me. You know, like.
Woe is me.
Exactly. But with the money.
Me tiró la mierda. Sorry.
And we saw that in the Amber Heard and the Johnny Depp trial,
right? Oh, that those wasn't on actors, our list, but we should talk about this.
Those were actors and the court and the jury got to see them. But the lawyers
in all their glory, let me tell you, they got to see them in all their glory.
And the lawyers, when they're cross-examining, are able to break through the fact that these people are good actors.
Yes.
That's not like, you know, that's not a gimme. Oh, you're an actor, so you're going to sell me on whatever you're telling me.
Yeah.
Obviously, Amber didn't, you know, wasn't able to sell what she was. Wasn't able to sell what she was selling.
I mean, she shit on his bed, dude. Like, I mean, can you ever come back from that? I don't know. That was when it was over for me. Like, that was it. She crossed the line, in my opinion.
Yeah. I did not see
lots of lines were crossed there.
There was no podcast episode about it.
She shat on his bed, okay? Shat on his bed. Like, true fucking story. Like, it's crazy.
Wait, so.
But they got into an argument. She, like.
And that's how she got revenge.
Right.
She shot.
Wasn't this a libel lawsuit?
Yeah.
So what does that have to do with?
Because he was demonstrating that he was abused. That they were in a toxic relationship.
Did she throw the shit at him?
Like a monkey? No,
is this like
not.
Extended assault and battery? Like, bah! Like what? How is this? Oh,
it was
God.
To demonstrate.
I missed a good trial. Is that what you guys are telling me? I did not know.
It was to demonstrate the toxicity of their marriage and the relationship.
You know, some people just love that.
So, like, not just like, oh,
I gave it to she shat on my bed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
Let's not talk about Johnny. But you know who we should talk about? Britney. Because, you know,
okay,
everyone's favorite singer. I was definitely part of the Free Britney crew back in the day.
Yeah, back in the day, 2 years ago, years ago.
No, it's been many years. No,
Greenberg got her freed.
No, you are so wrong. They got freed. I mean,
freed.
Recently, I guess.
Now there's a new hashtag, Britney's not free.
Oh my goodness.
What the fuck is wrong with her now?
But this has been, years and years and years with Britney Spears. So let's start. For anyone who doesn't know, tell us what's up with Britney.
So, I mean, she's going through another divorce, unfortunately. Her
does she
husband,
have any kids with this clown?
No. And it really didn't last very long. I think this was only like a year, 15 months.
Wasn't
marriage.
It during the incapacity stuff, like years ago, whatever? She couldn't
right
marry
after,
him without daddy's approval,
exactly.
Right? Because there's financial
I think when she got freed,
then she got shackled
to somebody else. Exactly.
To this guy. Okay. And there's a prenup, I assume.
Yes, there's a prenup.
Bueno.
So the problem.
Fuera, mijo.
So on this one, it seems almost like what I've read about it is that it's really been more like she maybe wasn't on her meds. This one seemed more like the guy.
Just take your meds.
Too free.
You gotta take your meds.
Then you are. Then you're. You know. You can make your own decisions about whether you want to take those meds or not, like everybody else. So my understanding is that, whether true or not, that he was actually like, I can't handle, you know, what you're going through and what you're doing to yourself, and so that it was almost like not a bad divorce, but it was like, I love you too much to watch you do this to yourself type of thing. You know, whether true or not, that's what I've read.
Well, what's he asking for in the petition?
I'm not sure that he's asking for anything. I haven't heard about this one in a negative,
interesting,
in a negative connotation. The only reason that I thought the case was interesting is because of the videos that have been coming out that seem to indicate that she's again spiraling.
She hasn't shaved her head yet though.
She hadn't shaved it yet.
Is that the standard? Yet.
Do you not remember when she shaved her head? It was like all, I don't even remember what year this was. 2009.
This was like a long time
ago. Man.
I think it's longer than that.
Was it longer than 2009? I don't know.
We were already
lawyers then. It was like a whole big thing. It was a whole big thing. Yeah, you're right. I think it was before.
Because she crashed somebody in a parking lot. Did she shave her head the next day? Like, it was like one thing after another back then.
But you know, some days you just got to shave your head.
I mean, Yeah. But I mean, if you already had a gazillion fucking dollars, maybe you're like, fuck it. I don't know. I've never had a gazillion fucking dollars.
So you shave your head the day you make a gazillion dollars. You heard it here from the folks. Leslie will shave her head when she makes a gazillion dollars.
Who gives a fuck?
Well, so anyway, so she went through meltdowns before.
So it seems that she's spiraling again. And the only reason that I thought about it, you know, as an interesting topic is because in Florida, if you are determined to be incapacitated, your spouse can't divorce you. They are stuck in a holding pattern for 3 years.
Three fucking years.
While after you've been determined incapacitated. So it's like...
To wait what? For your capacity to come back?
Either to see, to make sure that your capacity comes back. And or...
Newsflash, it doesn't come back.
And or to use the marital assets for you to be supported. Because if I'm married and I lose capacity and my husband then divorces me and takes half my house... Now half my house is gone. The other half is being used for my care. I could end up homeless because all my money goes into my care. So in their great wisdom, the Florida legislature requires that if you're incapacitated, your spouse now has to wait 3 years after you're determined incapacitated before you can file.
And you can't get like a guardian or something?
I don't know for sure. There has to be a guardianship. Once you're determined
incapacitated. You still gotta wait the 3 years.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Once you're determined incapacitated, there will be a guardian. And the problem then becomes your spouse may be fighting. your spouse is the one that has the priority to be the guardian.
Uh-huh.
But if there's marital problems, is that really the person you want as your guardian?
Yeah.
So back to the estate planning, you need to make sure that you've got all your paperwork in order as to who you want to be your power of attorney if it's not your spouse.
In order before you die.
And before you're
incapacitated. Or before you go cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs like Britney. Yes. I mean, that's, you know.
But the lesson here is get your shit in order while you're still alive.
I mean.
Which brings me to another amazing topic I want to talk about. That was an excellent segue.
Amazing topics.
That was an excellent segue for the next
for
topic,
Vanessa.
Which is Ana Obregón. Okay, I want to talk about Ana Obregón. For anyone who doesn't know, Ana Obregón is a TV personality, right?
Yeah, she's a very famous Spanish actress.
A Spanish actress. There you go. And so she is in her 60s, I think, now.
She's in her 60s.
And Ana Obregón had a son who passed away. And so, yeah, and I think she inherited his frozen jizz, right? His frozen sperm.
Yeah.
And then decided she wanted a biological grandchild, even though her son was dead.
Yep.
And so she got a surrogate with a donated egg, implanted her with her son's frozen jizz.
Oh, God.
And then had a grandchild.
Who is her child.
Who is now officially her child. She's adopted. And so now she... her adopted daughter is her biological granddaughter by her dead son. Tell me some shit about that. I mean, like, fucking tell me some fucking shit about that. If that is not the weirdest shit I've heard all day, it is beyond me. And so I went Googling. I'm like, how is this even fucking legal? Like,
interesting thing is, so surrogacy, she lives in Spain, but surrogacy is not legal in Spain. So she couldn't do all of this in Spain. So she actually came to Florida.
To Miami.
Hashtag Miami. a sunny place for shady people.
And her surrogate lived here in Florida. And the entire process was done here. And the adoption was completed here, I believe in Tampa. So Florida was the one that assisted in her being able to...
How developed are the laws around this surrogacy type of stuff? Because I feel like it's always something that comes up, whether it was Sofia Vergara trying to get her eggs from this Romanieta in the middle of a divorce and all of that. And that's a million times worse than this, because you're not going to go have my fucking kids without me, you asshole. Like, I don't know what the hell that guy was doing.
So
in Florida is a free-for-all here. So, but how developed is the case law or even the statutes?
It's one of those things where it's really majorly managed through contract law, not even through Florida statute.
Not through family.
So the facilities that actually hold all of these genetic materials, they're the ones, and that was why the Sofia Vergara thing turned so interesting, because their contract with that place, with the bank, stated that it could not be used without both parties' consent.
Right.
So it was very clear in the paperwork, which is why it was interesting that this guy was trying to, you know, to get those embryos.
What?
But yeah, it's ultimately her son. My understanding is that Anna's son had cancer. And it's pretty common for people with cancer, especially men, to save their sperm so that when they believe they will survive and they get married or whatever, they can have children later. Because
maybe so the chemo doesn't destroy
because it destroys everything. Wow. Right,
yes, I mean, it's pretty common for women who are childbearing age and men who are childbearing age to freeze their eggs or freeze their sperm.
Sure.
Because if you're not, even if you're not married now, you're like, well, but in the future, I may not be able to, you know, because of the radiation, the chemo, or whatever. So it's actually pretty common for people when they have cancer to do that. And apparently in his will, he left everything and he left in his paperwork permission for his mom to get his sperm.
Like there was like a beneficiary designation in the place of like, in case of emergency, here's mom.
Yep.
Wow.
And her claim is that they spoke about this, that, you know,
her claim is I do what I fucking want, but
that's the weird part to me, though.
I got money.
I mean, did they speak about
that? Florida's a free-for-all.
I mean, maybe they spoke about it, and I guess we can't say they didn't, because what do we fucking know?
Right. That's just weird. That's just weird. I mean, it's fucking strange. I don't want anybody having my kids once I'm dead. Like, I'm just saying, mom or otherwise, that's even weirder, but whatever, mom or otherwise, you know?
It's one of those things that, you know,
Elena,
like,
Senior. Sorry.
Mom
No, Elena. No, Elena. No, mini Elenas.
Her mom's name is also Elena.
Yeah.
So Elena the third.
So Elena the third. No, not going to happen.
It is gross. It's absolutely gross. I'm sorry. I don't want my mom, and I keep lovingly calling it jizz, because to me, it is. It's fucking, it's this guy's jizz. Like, mommy is in charge of his jizz, and then now she's going to go implant some surrogate.
At least she didn't try to clone him, okay? at least she didn't go to, like, That's Korea true. You and imagine? Go, like, you know what? We're 16 dogs down, a sheep and a goat. Let's try human. Like, let's do it. Fascinating documentary on Netflix about these Korean scientists and how
Korean cloning.
That is
that.
Amazing.
It's really interesting.
It's fucking unbelievable.
But, you know, there's some interesting ethics involved, and we're not sophisticated enough to have ethical conversations generally on this podcast.
This will go off the rails quick.
But legit, like, I see some big ethics issues with this. Like, should we be procreating after death? I mean, how strange. And how many generations down can you pass this? You imagine if this guy's jizz is frozen and then, like, so great grandma.
There's like dynasty trusts about to get set up for these great grandchildren.
Like, are the royals going to be having cloned royals four generations later? Like,
I was reading about somebody who, I don't remember if it said that it was the oldest embryo used, but somebody had an embryo implanted that was like almost 30 years old.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's weird.
Yeah. It
that's
was like the embryo got donated and somebody was like, I'm willing to, you know, to have this baby and see what happens.
That's fucking weird.
To see if it's still, I think this is very cool.
To see if it's still, I mean, it's I think it's
30 years old. I think frozen it's for 30
fascinating
years
from a scientific perspective, but there's definitely some ethical concerns here to me. Like, where's the fucking line?
Estate planning.
I think, Anna, you should call me.
If you want your stuff to be used or not used, you should
make a plan.
That there's a plan.
And I think
whether it's a beneficiary designation, whether you want to say that they should be destroyed, whether, you know, but yeah. And
I'm sure there was a little box at like the jizzy place, the jizzy storage place that said, would you like your shit destroyed if you die? And he said, no. He said, give it to my mama. I mean,
give it to my mama.
That's what he wrote on the beneficiary designation. And that's it.
Well,
right?
Listen, I'm not going
to
lie.
No, maybe more attention should be placed when they explain these documents to people.
Right.
At the jizz store.
At the jizz storage place.
No, but I can see. Okay, let me pause and take a step back. I can absolutely see situations where that would be okay. And let me tell you what they are. Let's say you have a spouse, you want to have kids. He's a great example because he had cancer, right? So there was a very legit reason for him to freeze his sperm, right? Mm-hmm. And let's say he did pass away and they wanted to have kids and him and a spouse discussed disgusted, or him and a significant other disgusted. And this is, you know, she went on to implant herself mm-hmm. if they were, you know, and have right. a child. I could absolutely, I wouldn't be as weird about that. Still a little strange, but still okay to me. It's the fact that mama made this decision that's a little odd to me. Like,
I mean, was this her only son?
So the it was her only son.
Ellie!
It was her only son. But
it's fucking weird. But the thing it's is, fucking weird. I don't
the
care
problem is, if you think about it from the child's perspective, they're almost likely to not survive. You know, mom is not going to survive to see them be an adult because
yeah, she's 70.
She was 68 when the child was born. So when that child is 18, she's going to be 86.
Yeah.
So no matter how good her genes are, like, she may not make it to 86 A's, which means that the child would be losing, you know, their only parent.
Sure.
And if she's alive, what kind of condition is she going to be in?
Yeah.
So, yes, money can cure many things. And I sure hope that she's got her estate plan and her guardianship all set up for who's going to take care of her kid if something happens to her.
Yeah,
100%. But the odds are just substantially greater that something could potentially happen to her while this kid is still a minor. And that they won't, you know, that they won't see, you know, her grow up to be a full adult.
No, you're absolutely right.
I mean, this is a conversation I have with everybody doing kids protection planning, right? Because everybody's like default setting is like, oh, if I die, my parents, if I die, my whatever. And the first question is, your parents are a certain age. and, you know, custody doesn't exist in Florida, but let's just think of it as custody. Custody will transfer to one person. Okay. Right. So, of course, the whole family, especially in a Latin family, is going to get together and everybody's going to, whatever, raise your kid. But at the same time,
it takes a village kind of concept.
Okay, Hillary. Yes. And so exactly, like, it is a conversation. But in this case, I don't know, you know, like, there's so many factors here, I guess, going through Anna. Is Anna still living in Miami? I mean, there's no solicitation. I'm not soliciting you, Anna. But you should call me. You should call me.
No, no, Anna is a Spanish TV personality. She came to Miami because surrogacy is illegal in Spain. So she only came here to do the weird shit because we're okay with it.
I have seen signs on the side of the road that say looking for surrogate $100,000. Like,
Yeah.
And I was like, coño, esto está barato.
Yeah.
Like, you only $100,000.
You could sell your eggs on Craigslist, my friend.
Yeah, but would you hold somebody else's kid for only $100,000? No fucking way.
Oh,
that's cheap,
much,
no?
No,
it's much cheaper than that. Yeah,
$100,000 is really, I literally, in front of a Publix, saw a sign, like literally a yard sign. I'm like, this is the classiest shit ever, Miami.
It was right next to the We Buy Junk Car sign. Like,
this is, this is right next to the, like, I do your tax returns.
Do I sell my eggs? Do I sell my car?
So to be a surrogate, there's like a lot of checklists to be a surrogate.
Yeah, there is. Yeah.
You have to have had a child already.
Really?
Yeah, you can't be a first-time mom.
Oh, is that because people go wacko?
Wait. I didn't know there were actual, like,
requirements.
Parameters here.
You have to have already had a kid.
Encuentra cualquiera ahí una becerra, Jalía, that needs $100,000. They go, mi amor, you're doing this. Sign here.
Nope. So you have to have had a kid before. You have to pass psychological testing. It is a thing to carry a baby. And
dude, you imagine how attached people get to this?
No, that's what I mean. I didn't realize we were this advanced.
There was a big scandal. I don't remember where this was, but where there was a surrogate, an international surrogate, so this happened, this all happened somewhere else.
She took off to Spain.
In the US, because we are more, I don't want to say advanced, because I don't know that it's the advancement, but because we have more money, people will do selective, there's a fancy name, but it's basically an abortion. So, like, selective choosing of the embryo.
Oh, yeah,
they realize that,
like, which one's
not
better.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. You want a girl. So when you realize
all the boy, other things. Yeah. So
which, by the way, there's a whole other ethical conversation about that.
That's
like,
terrible.
Do I want a blonde, blue-eyed child? Like, is
but
this...
in this case.
Oh, yeah. There's huge. Anyways,
in this case, what happened
Pandora's
is that
there.
The child that was born with, I think it was with Down syndrome. And the parents were like, well, we don't want him. And the surrogate is like, well, I'm going to keep them then. And, but then wherever, whichever country it was, surrogacy is actually illegal there. Like,
so they couldn't adopt from the crime.
Ay,
Dios mío.
Because the parents were like, well, we don't want that baby. I think, I think what it was is that they discovered when she was pregnant and she refused to have an abortion.
Right.
And then when the baby was born, it became like a whole thing because now it was like, it's not legally her child, but it is her child. But
yeah. And so I could get child support from your dumbass. That's full circle.
No, circle to
Can
Kevin.
The surrogate get child support? From
I don't even know because it's not. I don't.
So you may not have wanted them to be born, but now they're born, bro. So somebody's got to pay for this.
So listen.
So there's all kinds of stuff.
There's all kinds of but I didn't know we had regulations already on that.
I mean, we should have a whole other episode with like an ethicist because I think the whole idea of like choosing what traits your child has and it's like, fascinating to me. It's fascinating, and
you should have somebody who specializes in fertility. And
that's a great
idea.
We're
gonna have Vero on here because Vero is scared of having. What did you say? She wants another girl. She's very serious about it. And I was like, really? I've never seen anybody so passionate about like want this gender. She's like, no, I really do. I'm like, okay.
I'm just as passionate about my dogs. Anyways,
I guess everybody says they want whatever, but like nobody's ever really.
You love what you get. You
I
love
never what felt you get. The passion.
You love what you get.
You know, so exactly, you love what you get.
You love what you get. Anyways, Vanessa, this has been amazing. Thank you so much for coming.
Of course.
Before we sign off, any final words for our viewing audience?
If you've got baby mama drama, I'm the one to call.
There you go. And we want prenup, right?
And we want prenup.
I learned we want a free Britney. We want a prenup.
Free Britney. It looks like Britney needs to be
on free. We don't want grandmas to have babies.
Britney that is a controversial opinion.
I don't know why you
think that. Grandmas cannot have my mom. Do not sell my eggs. Okay, like, I'm not okay with
do
it.
Do not use my eggs.
I'm putting this on video right
do not
now.
Use my eggs.
My eggs die with me. I'm just saying. All right. Anyways, this has been Law Shit You Should Know. Thank you so much. And tune in again next time.
For more
Law Shit You Should Know.